Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. Do you have hope today? Or everything you see, you don't know what to do? You know, the world's chaotic, isn't it? My God, people going nuts. Nobody knows what to believe. They got some people don't even know what sex they are. Now, that's I don't know how to answer that. Let me just say this. Well, I can answer it. Just look down. It'll tell you what you are. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Glory to God. I want to talk about something that everyone needs, and that's hope. H-O-P-E. You know, Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope is the blueprint that faith resides in. Such a blessing. I want to give you some hope today because people need hope. Here's a wonderful scripture, Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope, notice that, fill you with all joy. Ooh, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And peace, possession of adequate resource. In believing that you may abound in hope, not just have a little bit, but abounding in hope. How is it done? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. My God, I could preach that sermon, but I'm going to read it without preaching it. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. People say, but Jesse, you just don't seem to get discouraged and depressed. Well, why should I? You don't even seem to worry. Would it help? Doesn't help at all, does it? No, you know why? I'm full of hope because this God of hope has given me joy and peace through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's so simple that you need a good theologian to help you misunderstand it. I like that. I love hope. My God, it's so wonderful. Look at this scripture, Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Rejoicing in hope. My God, patient in tribulation. Now, that's not easy, but you can do it when you're rejoicing in hope. Continuing instant in prayer. Prayer is the language of God. Now, when you think of that, you see, I rejoice in the hope. I rejoice in my faith and hope for the promises of God. You know, there's over 7,000 promises of God in the scripture. And yet most people know maybe 10, 12 at the max when there's over 7,000. And all of it, all the promises of God are yea and amen, which means yes and so be it. My God. Now, that ought to bring you hope. Hope, man, my God, you say, Lord, I can't even get to the bottom of this barrel. That's correct, because God is that big, and He loves you, and you have that hope of glory. My God, what a blessing. Let me read Romans 15, verse 13 again. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. See, you got to believe this stuff, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, it's such a blessing to get up every day knowing, not believing, well, you never know what God's going to do. No. Knowing in whom you have believed. Say that with me. Past tense. See, when you know, it's such a blessing. Well, how do you know this is true? Well, I have the faith of God, and I have that hope of God, and God can't lie. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord? Buddy, when He says something, you can take it to the bank. I have on our church here, at our offices here, Psalms 89, 34, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that goes out of my lips. Now, that's a scripture full of hope. He can't change it. God, it doesn't change. He's done everything perfect every time. Isn't that a blessing of God? Now, that ought to stimulate your hope in everything. You know, Bridget, I'm hoping for a new house. Won't you believe for one? What? Why don't you have faith for one? If you put the faith on it, the hope will bring the house to you. But faith is the one that creates the thought and creates the vision so you can grab that hope. And in that hope comes that house in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't make no difference to God. You can't exhaust His wonderful supply spiritually, physically, financially, in every area. Isn't that something? Now, that's the God that I serve every day. You face that fact, and you'll have more hope. In fact, you'll have so much, you'll be able to share some hope with some other people around you. See somebody just, I don't know what I'm going to do. Grab a piece of my hope. Go ahead, chew on it a while. Praise God. It's going to help you. Hallelujah. So you can move on up to the east side. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Understand this hope. And this hope will bring great joy and peace in your life. Faith that fact today. And you know what? You're going to have what you say. Jesse the Planet saying, I love you. See ya. Bye-bye.